It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where two adult daughters are just as afraid of commitment as they are of spooky ghost stories. I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
And welcome to our month of Halloween spooktacular, scary-themed episodes, or scary as we can handle.
On a spooky house on a spooky hill, spooky ghosts give midnight thrills.
We begin today with breaking news.
Tell me the news.
Well, this is news, so we're going to Oogie Boogie Bash.
Hooray!
Yay!
I'm so excited. Wait, can we talk about the adventure that was getting tickets, though?
Yes, you talk about this. So we're going to Oogie Boogie Bash, and I just wanted to say, Michelle said on her stories, she's like, I don't know what Jasmine's going to wear. I think I'm going to be Queen of Hearts. Just wanted to let, this is the exclusive for 1313 Harbor the Podcast.
All you 1313 Harbor the Podcast listeners who also follow Michelle, so all six of you, you guys wrote in and we deliver what Jasmine's wearing to Oogie Boogie Bash.
So Michelle, tell us the adventure that was getting the tickets for Not So Scary. Oogie Boogie Bash.
So Mr. Dapps tweeted that Disneyland was releasing extra tickets for certain days, and Tiff screen capped that, texted us, and I got on the phone right away. And I was on hold for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh.
And the thing was, is like, normally there's like lovely Disney hold music.
Uh-huh.
But so it started off like on a spoopy hop. And then it was silent for like an hour and some change. So then I had, I was about to say my boyfriend, everyone knows his name.
Yeah.
Dale's phone.
Hemingway.
I had Dale's phone and I called with that one and the exact same thing happened. So I was like, okay, so this is normal. Mm-hmm. And then I think Tip texted and was like, so how long are you going to wait? And I'm like, until it's done. So I just waited and waited and waited and finally got in touch with a lady. And then there was an issue with our driver's licenses. And I was like, no, friend. I was not on hold for that long for fun. I was on hold that long and we are getting tickets. So we're going on October 24th.
Yay! Yeah, it was a situation where they opened up more tickets and you could only do it by calling. You could not use the interwebs.
Yeah, it was very old fashioned.
It was. And so Dale, Michelle, and I are going.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
We're meeting up with our friends Heather and Adam.
Yes. And you're going to be Hercules and Meg, and I'm going to be Queen of Hearts.
Yes. Well, I'm going to be Meg.
Yes.
It sounded like I was going to be Hercules.
Oh, I mean, you might be Hercules. I don't know your story.
You don't know my life. Dale might be a Hercules cosplayer. You don't know.
He's a beautiful Megra.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, I'm super excited. And we'll report on it, obviously, after we go.
Obvi.
I'm going to get lots of candy. And I
like that you said it. Candy.
Candy. And I'm redoing my, well, I'm having Ariana redo my Queen of Hearts wig because the original one is a bit too heavy for Disney.
And I just texted Ariana to see if she could make me a Meg wig.
So we will be wigs by Ariana.
She's a gem. She does our hair. She does her wigs.
She is in our hearts.
In our hearts. She told me
all about Not Scary Farm. She does all the haunts.
Yeah.
And she was telling me about all of them. So when we do an episode, at least we can pretend we went.
At least one of us will have firsthand experience.
Exactly.
It won't be us.
So for some actual news, I mean, I guess that is actual news for
us. That's the best news.
So Spider-Man attraction, Spider-Man,
will
let riders. So this is something like I think we all kind of guessed, but now it's been confirmed. So Spider-Man attraction will let riders sling virtual webs from their wrist. Let's talk like a four-year-old. Riders will try to catch spider bots that have escaped from Spider-Man's lab using hand gestures, which, what is that? The rider will be able to shoot a virtual sling.
Ooh.
So I remember when we were watching the parks panel, it kind of like implied that from the artwork.
Yeah.
Because everyone, and then I guess, so OC Weekly said that it's actually been confirmed that you will be able somehow to shoot webs from your wrist and it will correspond to that.
Cool.
So who knows if you're wearing a little bracelet or what you have on, but that just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like, just like, pew, pew, catching those spider bots with Tom Holland.
Pew, 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 pew.
And this ride will open in 2020.
Hooray!
Hooray! We will be on it. And then we'll be like, Spider-Man
does whatever a Spider-Man can.
We use formal names here. So Disneyland will soon unveil a centralized fast pass location in Tomorrowland.
Wow, I definitely thought you said sensual.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to say sensual fast
pass location.
It's very tasteful.
It's very elegant.
It's very female empowerment.
Yes.
So the sensual space will open for Space Mountain, Star Tours, and Buzz Lightyear. The kiosk will open in mid-October. Some people said October 15th, which is by the time this episode comes out, it will be open or possibly a little later. The touchscreen location will deliver fast passes digitally to your app or to a picture can be taken of a confirmation screen.
Or why don't we just have magic bands?
I mean, magic bands. And then you could get like cool, like I could have like my Marie magic band.
Right.
Or like Queen of Hearts.
I could have my Belle magic band.
Yes.
I could have Stella Lou magic band that I get on Etsy.
And like, Michelle, which magic band did you put our reservations on? You're like, I don't know.
I don't. Well, that's the best thing about magic bands is like, so when we go, I have a bunch of magic bands, magic band one and two from different trips I've been on.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, because it's all attached to my account, I can use a different one.
Oh.
I know.
So what do you think about the new kiosk and FastPass system?
There. A-oh boy.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Don't have to go to less walking. Always great.
Always great.
Always A+. Digital, less paper.
Yep.
The mountains around Toontown have been taken down in preparation for the construction of Mickey's Runaway Railway. I don't think this is permanent. I think this is just to construct, but who can say?
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
I hope it's not permanent because I thought that's charming.
They're
looks
delightful.
Like old Hollywood.
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll get a new sign and it'll look like the Hollywood sign.
Well, they have to, it's the gentrification of Toontown.
Oh.
So they're going to have to put up like skylines and like buildings and stuff, not scenic mountains.
And a Starbucks.
Yes.
And a hipster art gallery.
And like a store that just sells stuff for mustaches.
Oh, yeah. And a kombucha. Actually, if they did have kombucha at Disneyland, I'd be pretty happy.
Mickey kombucha. And then the kombucha is in the shape of little Mickeys.
What? Kombucha is a liquid.
Doesn't kombucha have crap in it?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm going to sell glitter kombucha.
I would drink that so hard.
With bits of real glitter.
Ugh, now I want kombucha.
So Alaska Airlines debuted a Pixar-themed plane, and a Stormtrooper plane celebrating Galaxy's Edge was debuted in São Paulo, Brazil. I don't know if these are like regular routes or if like Alaska is like a specific route or what's that for, but
they
I just want
to
go on it.
All to Orlando.
Yes. But like, is it for a special occasion? Is it just like you're a cool person, you get to go on this? Or is it like Jasmine and Michelle, when you go to Orlando on two separate planes, you get to go, one of you gets to go on the Pixar plane or both of you. What if it's from our flight from Houston?
Yeah. We don't know.
We don't know what the future holds.
That's right.
Pixar planes.
Yeah.
But the thing that sucks is it's like, you know, you're in it, but you can't see it. I want to fly next to one.
Yeah, but like I know for the Stella Lou or the Duffy and Friends plane, isn't the inside all cute?
Oh, I hope so. That would be cute. But they do things so much better in Japan than they do here.
I mean, not wrong. Also, I think that plane's in Shanghai.
Oh, okay. Somewhere where we're not. In the gondolas, I heard, so there's clear gondolas and there's gondolas with wraps around them. So the goal is to be in a clear gondola. Not a clear, but like
it doesn't. Are you talking about the Skyway?
Yeah, Skyway, yeah, in Orlando.
Oh, okay, got it.
The one with the quote-unquote incident. So you want to be in the one without a wrap behind, like, so we want to be in a clear one behind the Beauty and the Beast one, because if you're in the Beauty and the Beast one,
we can't see
it. You're just in it, but if you're behind it,
we can
stare at it and get good pictures. So that's our goal. We're just going to be like, we'll wait.
Wait, don't worry about it. Excuse me, little girl dressed as Belle. I've been doing that since I was six. So move aside.
Just because you're little doesn't mean you get to do things. We're going to die sooner.
That's right. I've been in love with Belle for 28 years. So get to the back of the line, kiddo.
I get to be the pilot child.
Yeah.
So the world's largest underwater theme park opened in Bahrain. I almost said Bahrain. Bahrain. This is a scuba diving paradise, which includes a sunken 747, a manufactured coral reef, and a replica of a Bahraini pearl merchant's house. It's located in the Persian Gulf, and this theme park, in quotes, covers 100,000 square meters.
Whoa!
So this is like becoming a trend around the world where they sink a bunch of stuff and you go and you can like explore it, and they have some that are like different cities or like different things.
Yeah, no, they have that at Castaway Cay.
Oh! Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, they have like a like statues of Mickey and Minnie, like Atlantis.
Oh, they worship the mouse. I heard they also used to have a submarine, or they still have the submarine from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
When I was there, they did, but that was a long time ago.
It could have floated far away.
That was when I was a size 8, so it was a long time ago.
Oh, that must have been wonderful.
It was pretty good.
That's pretty sweet. I wish I wasn't afraid of fish so I could go scuba diving in Bahrain. Or anywhere.
I'm sorry, you're afraid of fish?
Oh, I've never told you that? I'm afraid of fish.
I thought you were just afraid of, like, the fake piranhas because, like, they splash you.
Well, that's an animatronic. That's a separate fear.
Okay.
Like, Jaws is not my fear of fish. Jaws is my afraid of aqua animatronics.
Uh-huh.
Which is a smaller subset of just animatronics in general.
Yes, tell me more.
But fish, and my niece is afraid of fish, and I never told her I was afraid of fish. It was something I always kept from her. So that means it's a genetic trait.
No, I don't think that's how that works.
How is that possible that we're both afraid of fish? I don't mind aquariums. I don't like being submerged with fish. It freaks me out.
So, like, even just like goldfish.
Goldfish, I don't like looking at them because they jump out of their bowls.
No, they don't.
They do. Any goldfish I've had has jumped out of its bowl.
Well, what are you saying to it?
I tell it it's fat and nobody loves it.
Oh, wow. All right.
So, lastly, let's talk about the...
Wait, do you obsessively check the apps to see what wait times are?
Yes.
Me too.
I only do that for Disneyland, though. I don't do that for Disney World. Oh. Yeah, I should do it for Disney. Once we go to Disney World, I'm sure I'll start doing it for Disney World. But mostly, I just do it for... When I'm bored, I just look at wait times at Disneyland.
This is why we have this podcast. Yes. It's like looking into a mirror.
I like to look at that guy.
Yeah. Like looking in a mirror.
Sometimes I like to do it really early or really late. Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, what's lines like 10 minutes before the park closes? So Michelle made a video about her. So the Jungle Cruise trailer came out and Michelle made a video about it, a reaction video. And you can watch it on her channel, which is.
I don't know. I'm just surprised that you're saying this.
Yeah.
This is not sponsored.
Is it the Broadway Bell?
Yeah, it's the Broadway Bell. I've had a few YouTube channels. So if you search the Broadway Bell, it's just a lot of me singing.
So subscribe and watch it.
But go if you go to my Instagram and pull up my link tree, it'll link you to the right YouTube.
I mean, first.
Or you can watch all my singing videos.
That's
go
true.
Ahead.
Because she also promotes us. So I have to do promotion.
Oh, cross promotion. Yeah. Very nice.
Cross promotion. So what are your thoughts? Well, I mean, you can watch Michelle's thoughts.
I'm not going to say.
On the Jungle Cruise.
You can watch the video.
When we watched it together, I kept saying, there's Jack Whitehall. And you're like, who? And I'm like, you'll see.
All I can say is I'm excited. But I'm more excited if you watch the video.
Yay! I was laughing at The Rock. Like, he just looks so funny to me in Victorian garb.
He looks like they got all the clothes like a size too small. And he's like squeezed.
It's like big man in a little coat.
Big man in a little coat. Exactly.
And it just like, and he has like a little hat.
Yes.
Yeah. He just is a very modern looking gentleman.
Right.
So it's just like, oh.
I am the very model of a modern general.
But like Emily Blunt looks like she's from 1852.
Oh, she's so precious.
Yeah. She is a darling. And it's just like Mary Poppins in the jungle.
With The Rock in the jungle.
In the jungle. I think all the like cool Jungle Cruise references are awesome. Hopefully there's more than just what was in the trailer. Mm-hmm. I love the backside of water joke. Mm-hmm. We'll never get old. Michelle is the little girl looking at him going like,
wait,
huh? Hopefully it won't be too scary. They do have piranhas in it. I don't know. I'm sure there'll be like subtle references. Like there'll be a Trader Sam and like.
I hope so.
A volcano.
I hope it's a place.
Ooh. And then, you know, in like a year or two, they're going to have animatronics of The Rock and Emily Blunt in Jungle Cruise.
Yes.
And they're going to retheme stuff.
Yes.
I wonder if they'll change the theme to be more Victorian as opposed to 1930s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Because this is, well, I guess this is like World War I, it looks like.
Because some people are shipping off to war.
Yeah, and it definitely is not World War II. So I think it's World War I. So it'll be Downton Abbey meets
the
Jungle Cruise with The Rock.
I'm here for it.
And also Jack Whitehall.
Oh, right, yes.
Who only Jasmine cares about.
Okay, yeah.
So transition to our episode. So for this week and the last few weeks of October.
This is a disclaimer.
So this is a disclaimer. Okay, so first, okay. So you've enjoyed some lightheartedness up until this point. So our warning, this episode will contain, from this point out, disturbing themes and may not be suitable for children or people with Jasmine's level of scaredness. So no judgment. We don't get graphic.
No. What we're talking about this week are we. Okay, so we did a spoopy episode, mm-hmm. and those were all like confirmed things that we have seen, right?
Things that like multiple people have reported on.
And now we're going to tell you spoopy stories that maybe have less
credibility,
less corroborated.
Yes.
Information, so they could be true, they could not be true,
they're probably not true,
so but you know what, let's have some spoopy fun. Okay,
so yeah,
I really hope you put in like
I'm putting in Haunted Mansion music or something. Yeah. Yes. So it would be something like, come children, gather round as we tell you urban legends and more ghost stories from theme parks across the United States, but mostly California. And then rain.
And then lightning. Lightning!
Footsteps. And that's a horse. On a dark and scary night. So, yes. So, this episode, we won't get into anything graphic. There may be some mentions of silly things and perhaps a murder or two or people falling to their death.
It's fine.
It's fine. So, yeah. The last episode we did on ghosts, I told Michelle, I'm like, everything has to have, like, multiple sources. Yeah. You have to find this. This is literally, we just asked people ghost stories.
Yeah.
I just looked up weird stuff on forums. So, the disclaimer that this is probably all bogus.
But let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun. And then all the urban legends, I will disprove. I have done research for you and have disproved them.
Okay.
Not the ghost stories. I didn't do anything about the ghost stories. It's urban legends.
Okay.
So let's start with some ghost stories, shall we? So first we're going to talk about this one I do disprove. The New Orleans ghost. So there is surveillance footage of a ghost walking from the haunted mansion and across New Orleans Square next to the Rivers of America, and supposedly he ends up in the water. Some say this is either a janitor or the ghost of Walt Disney. Most of these stories I've noticed, it's a janitor.
I think it's the ghost of Walt Disney.
Yes.
Because he's the 1,000th haunt, happy
he
haunt.
He is.
And every night at the stroke of midnight, so long as the park is closed, he leaves his happy home and walks back to his apartment on Main Street, USA.
Yes.
And if the light is turned off, Walt will rain down fire.
And the fire is Mickey beignets. So yeah, it's just this, like, you can watch a video of this online. It's on YouTube. It's just a figure of like a man walking, and it's across several cameras, and it kind of ends by the Rivers of America. It happens one day when the park's empty. Thoughts on this, Michelle, before I say what I think it really is?
I think I just told you my thought. My thought was very like dramatic about this. How do you not remember?
Oh, I wasn't sure if you had other notes as well. Okay. So supposedly, this is possibly a ghost in quotes effect. It's caused by reusing an old VHS tape where a previous image bleeds with a current one, or just a bad camera. So sometimes, so children, there was this thing called a VHS tape. And it was something that you could record on multiple times, but it wasn't digital where it just went away completely. You just recorded on top of old stuff. And sometimes it would, if you recorded multiple things, it would like bleed together and layer on top of each other. So it's possible this is a ghost, or this is just a man who was walking there one night, and then also footage of, or someone could have just Photoshopped the whole thing because somebody put it on YouTube.
That also is an option. All right.
Or it's a spooky ghost.
Spooky, scary ghost.
So that's about as scary as it gets. So if you could handle that, you'll handle the rest of our stories.
Yeah.
Although there is one scary urban legend I do say at the end that freaked me out because I was writing about it in my office and everyone was gone from my office. It was Friday at like 4:30.
Friday the 13th?
It wasn't Friday the 13th. Oh. It was whatever last Friday was.
I don't know.
Because today is the 13th.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. So it was scary. Michelle, do you have any ghost stories?
I do have a ghost story.
Tell me.
In the now demolished Great Movie Ride, my friend's ex-girlfriend used to wear pigtails.
And that's the scary story?
No.
Okay.
Here's more.
Okay.
And when she would walk the track, when she'd get to the finale room, she could feel a dude pulling on her pigtail.
Pervert ghost. Is this why you were asking me why anybody likes Great Movie Ride?
No, that was genuine.
Okay.
So I was watching the history of it. And like from square one, it was like, Hey guys, my name is Beverly, and this is a perfect job for me because I love the movies. And then it's like, hey, get out of here. My name is Muggsy. And she's like, oh no, better get out of here. You see, guys, told you I was going to get some popcorn. I see dead people.
I just got a text from Michelle and she's like, you like movies? Did you like The Great Movie Ride? I said, yes. And she's like, why?
Explain to me why.
I don't think I convinced you. I think I just convinced you enough that you didn't care to talk about it anymore.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what you did.
You're like, I didn't convince you enough to argue or too little to argue, just enough that you're like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, forget it. It's demolished.
Ooh, that's spooky though.
So she stopped wearing pigtails and also stopped dating my friend.
So moral of the story is don't
date my friend.
And don't wear pigtails. Because right. Pervert ghosts like pigtails.
Yes. That's what he told me. That was the story he told me.
That is creepy though. Hopefully she wasn't just getting caught on like spider webs and ghost spider webs.
Ooh.
Some of those stories, like, I like the ones where they're hearsay because you can't like be like, oh, it was this or it was this, because it's just like, this is just somebody's like something that happened to them. So right. How can you like argue that?
Exactly.
Like, you didn't feel that.
Right. Like me, like, you didn't really like The Great Movie Ride. And you're like, no, I did. And I'm like,
the only sure ghost, damn. As I said before, the only ghost I believe in are sheet carrying ghosts. Okay, this is another part. Pause this episode. Go back and listen to our ghost stories episode. I think it's called like Ghost at Disneyland or something. Or Disneyland Adult Disney World. Listen to that. Come back. We'll wait. Okay.
Welcome back.
Hey, did you like it? Wasn't it funny when Michelle told the story about the thing? And I was just like, I don't believe anything. So speaking of Walt Disney World, now this video did freak me out at first. So there's a video of a ghost watching fireworks at Walt Disney World. So he's on top of the castle.
That
he
one
or she.
Is spooky.
And the video, it's a figure watching fireworks standing on top of the castle, and it disappears at the end of the fireworks show.
Yes.
And then it's not smoke. It's a fire. It's a person.
Yeah.
That looks like
smoke. So like they're watching the fireworks, yeah. And then a big flash happens, and then you see this ghost,
yeah.
And he's like leaning and
like a casual ghost.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden another fireworks flashes. Mm-hmm. He's still there. Another one flashes mm-hmm. for the finale, and then
he's like, I'm
he's
done.
Gone.
Yep. He was a very casual ghost. Just leaning against, like, he almost looks like he's in armor. He's like a slightly chubby
yes,
ghost.
Yes, he does look like yeah. he's wearing armor.
He's like a little bit of a chubby ghost, which I appreciate.
He's wearing a suit of armor.
Yes, because in the afterlife, like, eat up.
Right.
Yeah.
Nearly headless Nick. Like, eat up, my brother.
And he just really enjoys fireworks. Don't we all? So do you want to tell another story or should I tell another one?
There's no rebuttal to that?
Oh, I mean, I don't want to like ruin it everything for everyone.
Okay, good, don't.
Okay, I won't. Yeah, okay, the ghosts, the urban legends, I'm disproving these ghosts. I won't be like the last episode. Yes, I want to say that I think it's just smoke and it's just like an optical illusion it's on not. Top of there. But obviously, I'm wrong. So
yeah,
Michelle's the believer. You're not like a strong believer in ghosts, but you believe
I don't believe in ghosts.
I don't at all.
I don't. I think that was magic or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I believe in magic. I don't believe in ghosts.
I believe in magic in a young girl's heart. The music can something her whenever it starts.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well. Guys, there's an antique car show out in the plaza. Come on.
If you were any further, I was going to be like, show them all the beauty.
I didn't know if you were. Oh, Jenna. Siri, this is for you.
More 30 Rock jokes.
That's right. No, you do another one.
Okay. So, because I have
a long one.
Oh, okay. So we'll do this one, then I want to hear your long
okay.
one. So now we're going to Universal Orlando. So we're staying in Orlando, but we're going to Universal Studios.
Up by four.
Yes. So this is not just a Disney episode, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a theme park.
All things theme parks. But mostly Disney. So
a salute to all ghosts, but mostly Disney.
And Universal and like two knots in end of list.
Okay.
The ghost of a workman. So all of these are like a workman or janitor or like some like nameless job that like is at a theme park. Never like a specific person.
Never like CEO Bob Iger.
Yeah, no, it's just like a workman, a janitor, a painter, a candlestick maker. So The ghost of a workman supposedly haunts the confrontation building in Orlando, where the mummy is now. He allegedly fell from scaffolding and still haunts the attraction. He would appear as guest in empty seats and would appear on monitors. So, like, if someone was doing an empty tour or a semi-empty tour, they would see somebody in a seat and it was a ghost. Or, like, on monitors, if it was just, like, the cars were empty, they would see him on there. But, yeah, supposedly he was working on something and fell.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Just like every other ghost that haunts every other attraction. He fell.
I always like it, too, when they're like, you won't find information on this because Universal erased it all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's so easy to pull things back off the internet. That's why there's so few videos of me singing.
That's why there's so many, like, celebrity fails. And, like,
right.
If you could pull videos off the internet, Michelle and I would have a much different life.
That's right.
That one I just thought was an interesting one. A lot of people have actually said a guest died when the mummy opened. I don't think that's true.
And he is now the mummy.
It's not before Imhotep. There's like just the dude who's like,
the curse is real.
Yeah.
You gotta get out of here.
It's that guy. That was a real person. But yeah, there's supposedly lots of ghost stories about that building. Yes. But I also heard one which I don't have like a story of, but like that Alfred Hitchcock ghost haunts Orlando. And I'm like, Alfred Hitchcock never went to Orlando. They're like, yeah, he haunts the former like Art of Alfred Hitchcock, whatever that attraction is. And yeah. I'm like, I don't think a ghost can haunt somewhere they've never been.
Maybe they, well, I don't know. Can they? Is there like a ghost airline?
I don't know.
A spoopy airline.
What's the ghost rules? What are ghost rules?
I don't know. I've never met a ghost.
Did somebody take like a handful of Alfred Hitchcock and throw them and be like, so you're in Orlando now.
He appears and he's like, this is very human.
He's like, I wanted to go to Paris of Europe, not the Paris of the South. He's like, it's very humid here, but like with British accent.
I have a thick neck.
Okay, I'm excited to hear your story now.
All right, Jasmine.
Yes.
This story is from a security guard at Walt Disney World.
Oh.
Brace yourself.
Name Michelle.
No, it's not me. Okay. So there is this security guard who worked. He was an officer who like.
And a gentleman.
Yeah. And he would, you know, go around the park. But he'd been there for 20 years. He got tired. So he transferred to the hotel, mm-hmm. right? So he's working at Caribbean Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And one day.
Oh, so recent.
Yes.
Oh. Wait. Because that's a pretty new hotel,
no,
right?
No, not Caribbean Beach. Coronado Springs.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
So, no, it is recent. It is Caribbean Beach.
Okay.
Look, it's a Disney hotel.
Yeah.
Just go with it. And it was turned down. You know how they turn over rooms? Like, you have to check out by 11,
yeah, yeah.
And then you can check in by, so mm-hmm. there's this window of time. So, supposedly, a family was supposed to be mm-hmm. checked out. But when the cleaning people went in there, all their stuff was still there.
Oh.
So, that was weird.
Yeah.
So, they let it go for one night. The mm-hmm. next day, everything was exactly where it was. So, then he was like, this is very strange.
Uh-huh.
So he looked up what their car was, because you register your car,
uh-huh.
and was like, oh my gosh, what if they're in a car accident?
What if they're murdered?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. So he goes, but their car is in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, this is super weird. So he used to work in security for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets like talks to his friend and is like, look, here's their magic band numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you show me what they've been doing? It's like, yeah, they used it for their room mm-hmm. on the first day that they got here. The next day they had the dining plan. So they ate here and here at Magic Kingdom. And the mm-hmm. next day they went to Epcot. And the guy was like, okay, and what happened? And he's like, well, they had a fast pass for Spaceship Earth mm-hmm. and they got on it, a family of four.
Uh-huh.
And so but then there's no other movement after that. Right. So then
they died on Spaceship Earth.
So then the guy looks uh-huh. at the magic band
mm-hmm.
because of the pictures. Pictures are synced to it.
Yeah.
So the first few pictures are super normal, like them at Epcot, mm-hmm. them at their, you know, just like, be, you know, normal photo pass pictures. And then they get a picture of, you know how they take your picture at the beginning of Spaceship Earth?
Yeah.
They see that picture and it's super normal. They're smiling.
Yeah.
And then there's like 700 pictures after that. And so they're like, how can there be 700 pictures
uh-huh.
if this family's been gone? And it's just that family over and over getting their picture taken at the beginning of Spaceship Earth. And at first, it looks like they're having fun. And the next time they're like, this is weird. We didn't get off the ride. And then they just look. And then by like 6:50, 6:75, they just look catatonic because they're just like totally freaked out. So then the guy called the Orlando PD and gave him all the information. And no one's ever heard from that family again.
That is not a real story. Your friend made that up. There is no way that is real. That is the coolest thing I've ever heard. Say more now. So the second story I'm actually going to make you read too. So this is a – so we have a listener who is a cast member who wishes to remain anonymous. It's that story.
Okay.
I copied it down for Michelle to read. So this is from that cast member who works on Jungle Cruise.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
And this is her ghost story.
I was at work one night. Close to park closing, the Jungle Cruise was silent, and I was at the load position alone. I had just sent a boat out into the jungle, and things were quite quiet. As I leaned against the railing, all of a sudden, I felt as if someone tapped my left shoulder. As I turned around, there was no one around at all. Another time, a couple of skippers and I were chatting in a triangle shape within our small shipping office by the dock.
Triangle shape's called the devil.
It was about midday, and as we talked and laughed at a joke, inside the space between us, we heard a loud shh. It was quite unnerving to us all, and looked at each other in shock. We have never heard anything like this at all. I just remember the hairs on my arms standing up.
That's such a good story.
That's
Thank you.
Such a good story.
Thank you for sending us those. Oh, I just can't imagine, like, you just hear, like, a shh. Like,
that's so scary.
Jungle Cruise is already so scary.
No, it's not.
It is.
What?
Piranhas, things that want to kill you, multiple things that want to kill you, The Rock and tiny hats. Oh, that was a really
so
good story.
Creepy.
Yes. I get, like,
there's a lot of, like, cast members feeling things tug because my friend,
pervert
Ian,
ghost.
No. Another, he said that he would never be alone in the alien sequence in Great Movie Ride because he's like, there's something unnatural here.
Well, yeah, an alien.
Oh, yeah. That might have been it. That probably was it.
The one time I went on that, I closed my eyes during that part.
Dale did too, but he was like 8.
I mean, I was 16. For some reason, I knew that was coming. Like, this is pre-YouTube, but for some reason...
Can you believe it, folks? There was a time.
I know. 2003, so like, that has to have been pre-YouTube.
It was pre-YouTube because I remember YouTube had just started when the Nemo show started because they did, like, a video. Like, Disney did a video thing. Uh-huh. And I remember my voice teacher, Krista Anderson Abbott, if you're listening, I love you.
Hello.
She sings at Voices of Liberty.
Oh!
She's amazing. Just an amazing human.
Side note, my mom said in our episode, the ride she wants to most happen is the Singing Hall of Presidents.
Okay.
She would like to see that, but yes, continue.
I remember writing down, like, YouTube? YouTube? I didn't
YouTube?
Get it. YouTube? So, yeah.
So, for some reason, I knew that. Maybe I watched the Travel Channel. That's probably where I knew about that.
Perhaps.
A lot of my Disney information
or
came from Travel Channel.
Perhaps a pervert ghost told
Ooh.
You.
He pulled my pigtail and he's like, hey, lady.
Hello. Lady in pigtail.
Don't look at the alien. It comes out of the ceiling.
Okay, tell us more. Tell us more.
So this is from our wiggist and hairstylist, Ariana, who is a former cast member who used to work in the Inventions building. So now it's, what is it? Star Wars Launch Bay. It's that circular building next to
right
Space
now,
Mountain.
Right now it's a waste of space.
Yeah, it just needs to go. Side note.
Well, it needs to be redone.
Needs to be repurposed into a new ride. So Ariana used to work at Inventions, which is where America Sings was located. A death happened there of a cast member named Debbie, which we won't go into. If you want to look it up, look it up on your time.
For
Debbie. But yes, so just all you need to know is the cast member died there named Debbie. So in the backstage area, there is a memorial to Debbie, and it says her name and like the year she was alive. So it's like, what do you call it when you clock in? So where you clock in, there is a door leading to this area and a curtain to block it from guest view. So there's a door, and then I guess there's a curtain behind the door. So, like, if someone opens the door, you don't see the whole backstage area.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So this is also, Ariana worked there a while ago, so if it's not like this anymore, this was probably, like, a good while ago.
Sorry.
But knowing Disney, it's probably exactly the same. So one time when Ariana was clocking in, she told me the story when she was doing my hair, by the way. She heard someone come through the door and pull back the curtain. So like you have to open the door, pull back the curtain to get into that area. Mm-hmm. When she turned around, there was no one there. And she said it was a very distinct, like heard the door opening and closing and someone like coming in, like pulling the curtain to the side.
So it wasn't like opened. Oh, yeah. They must have just closed it. But like someone came in.
Yeah, someone came in and walked by and it was next to the memorial of Debbie. So in the clock-in area. And she said she even told me she said something like, oh, I'll just be a minute, like because she was clocking in and like turned around and there was nobody there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then one time, so I guess they did a thing where they walk around the bottom part because that building used to turn.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it still turned when she worked there, but they used to walk along like the outside bottom part of it. And she said sometimes when she would walk, the lights would start flickering. She would say, Debbie, you're scaring me. And the flickering would stop. Yeah. So she would walk into like anytime she would say, so Debbie's friendly. She would say like, Debbie, you're scaring me. And then she wouldn't do it anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This one's scary. Yeah. This one's like.
This is someone like we actually know.
Right.
Who does our hair.
Oh, my. Who does our hair beautifully.
Beautifully and our wigs, who experienced this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So this isn't like a story we heard on the internet.
Right.
Yeah. It's just so freaky.
Okay.
Oh, and get your hair done by Ariana if you want more ghost stories. Yeah. Yeah. She was like, I was telling her about the episode. She's like, oh, I have a ghost story. And then she told me that. And I was just like, That one really did freak me out, especially like the flickering lights.
Especially and, like, to be like so nice.
Yeah. Like, oh, you're scaring me. And she's like, oh, sorry. Turns it off. So at Knott's Berry Farm, which is very old, it's almost, I think that next year is the 100th anniversary.
Maybe I'll actually go.
Yes. Okay, we have to go. It is okay. Pretty fun. Not to go all the time, but to go once in a while.
Okay.
Their food is the best.
Sporadically. Sporadic means once in a while. Try to use it in a sentence today.
Their food is better than Disneyland's.
Well, overall. That's not hard.
Yeah, that's not hard. But their food is...
I'm going with my girlfriend, Kathy, to mm-hmm. Napa Rose on Tuesday.
Oh, so exciting.
Oh, Let me flip my gorgeous hair.
That's not as exciting as going to Oogie Boogie Bash.
I'm going to that too.
Yes, but that is more exciting.
With you.
That's why it's more exciting. So at Knott's Berry Farm, Camp Snoopy is allegedly haunted. Employees have reported flickering lights and voices. So ghosts like to play with lights a lot. There's like
maybe because like they're electrical.
Maybe, yeah. And they're just
because
like,
the body has electricity in it.
It does, yeah. Your heart runs on electricity.
And your brain.
Yeah. So ghosts like
science. This is all proof.
Ghost science. We're Ghostbusters. The former Kingdom of the Dinosaurs ride, which one day I'm going to do an episode on that, is allegedly haunted by a maintenance worker who died in a fire.
By a dinosaur.
And of course, there's so much information you can find on this.
No, Knott's Berry Farm paid to have it removed.
They're very powerful.
Yes.
They had it scrubbed from Google.
That's right. Same with the bread lobbyists.
That is true. The bread lobbyists really just do not like ghost stories.
That's right.
So yeah, I just also it could be a child. I heard like a child walks around Camp Snoopy. It's also a janitor.
Wait. Does this child have a big head, four hairs, and is not very good at baseball?
Yeah.
Charlie Brown.
Does the child try to kick footballs and misses them?
But does he learn important lessons about the Great Pumpkin and Christmas?
Yes. Knott's Berry Farm has the best dessert. I know I've talked about this at least 3 times in 3 different episodes. I also just got a southern accent for 1 second.
All right.
It's called the Boysenberry Shake, and it has chunks of pie crust in a boysenberry milkshake. It is the best dessert.
Yep.
And you can get it year round. They'll make it for you anytime.
Great. All right.
If you're nice.
Maybe they will because we have boysenberry hair
colors. Yes. So yeah, go to the Ghost Town. I think it's called like the Ghost Town Grill. It's the one that's like in Ghost Town, and they have. You get a boysenberry milkshake and you get a bread bowl with beef stew, and that's called the Jasmine Special.
Oh. I thought you meant for real. I thought you meant like it's really called something.
It is really called the Jasmine Special. They will not know what you're talking about, but that's
what it's called.
So, oh, do you have any other ghost stories?
I do.
Yes, tell me.
Okay, so this isn't really a ghost story. This mm-hmm. is just what I was told was the true story of the haunted mansion.
The true story.
Lightning.
Horses.
Okay, so once upon a time, mm-hmm. there was a mining town.
Yes.
Where Big Thunder Mountain is.
Yes.
And the prospector who was there was crooked.
Yes.
And he would steal all the money for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he built a big manor all the way in Liberty Square.
Oh.
And it was this big house. And this man was obsessed with chess. But he never...
the musical.
Because he never wanted night to fall upon his name.
Uh-huh.
Gracie. He didn't put night chess pieces on the house. I feel like my other story went over way better. Anyway.
Yes.
The man had a son.
Uh-huh.
Who was hot?
I thought you were saying, who was gay?
He was.
And I was like, yay, I love him already.
Maybe he was gay.
Who? I mean, if he was really hot.
Who's to probably. Say?
Yeah.
And this hot guy was mm-hmm. going to be married to a mm-hmm. beautiful girl named Eliza.
Oh.
And this hot guy was very eccentric. You know how like second generation rich kids
yeah,
are like.
Me.
Yeah. They like they have trust fund syndrome yeah. where they try to sail. Like,
I'm unique. I'm special.
I'm not like other girls.
I have pink hair.
Oh, wait, I eat chopsticks. Wow.
I have a monocle and use a typewriter.
Oh, I do everything by candlelight. That was him. And
I like this guy.
And so he would invite the most eccentric people from mm-hmm. all across the world to come to his mansion.
Soirees.
He would have party soirees, drink kombucha champagne.
Kombucha champagne.
And one day he invited a fortune teller named oh. Madame Leota.
Named Dawn. Named Jennifer.
Who came to his home
mm-hmm.
and she lived there. And she loved there. She fell in love with the young trust fund baby. But no, he did not share affection, for he was in love with Eliza.
Or he was in love with a man.
Yes.
Sorry, Eliza.
But due to social norms, he had to marry Eliza. And so one day, it was the day of their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bride and groom, being playful and in love, decided mm-hmm. to play a game of hide and go seek.
As one does.
You're throwing off my groove.
Are you going to throw me off the building?
Yes. Let me tell my spooky story.
I'm sorry. We were playing hide and go seek.
Playing hide and go seek. And the bride, not being one to lose a game so easily, snuck up into the attic where she found Madame Leota doing that weird witchy star in the circle thing, like Christina Ricci in Sleepy Hollow. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Madame Leota said, "Dear child, the best place to hide is inside one of these empty trunks." And Eliza said,
"I'm an idiot."
"Yes, madam. What a wonderful idea." And so she lay down in the trunk. And then snap, Madame Leota locked the trunk from the outside.
The help job's me. A game. Sorry. Okay, sorry. Help me, help me.
Help me, help me, cried Eliza. But her cries could not be heard because Madame Leota put one of those weighted blankets that I want for Christmas on her. Do you hear that, Dale? I want a weighted blanket for Christmas. And so the young hipster trust fund baby
twirled his mustache
and then went around the house searching for his beloved. Search, search, search. High and low.
But not the attic.
To and fro. But wait. He finally got up to the attic, but at that time it was too late.
Aww.
For beautiful Eliza had suffocated under the weighted blanket, also the trunk, but mostly the weighted blanket.
Good thing they didn't have kids because she's stupid.
And
he's also gay. So.
Yeah, super gay. He opened up the trunk and found her dead body and he cradled it. And he took off his ring and her ring and said, "I will pawn this." No, he
said, "I will give this to my lover, Alonzo."
He said, "If I cannot live with you, I will die with you." And hung himself. But while he was hanging himself, the ring flew out the window.
He was so eccentric, he went, oh! It flew out the window.
He threw open his arms.
And go, I die now.
And so, Madame Leota, this was not part of her plan.
Yes.
So she had all of the guests gather in her seance room, and they all had a seance holding hands, but the gods were ready to punish Madame Leota, for she had murdered a young bride!
Who kind of deserved to die.
She's kind of stupid, but whatever. And so the rain poured and the thunder clapped and the lightning struck the house just as Madame Leota placed her hands on a crystal ball, entrapping her in a crystal ball. And so all of the happy haunts celebrating a wonderful wedding are now trapped in the haunted mansion where there are 999 happy haunts.
99 problems, but a ghost ate one.
But there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers?
I have questions. No, I'm kidding. That's a really good story.
Oh, and that's why you can see the bride's ring. Or you used to be able to see them. I heard that a while
ago.
So
is the bride just stupid? A really grumpy Eliza? Because I called her stupid.
Yeah. That's why she's like, I did. Because she's been driven mad.
And then the guy hanging is Franklin. What was his name?
Master Gracie.
Who was like,
the trust fund baby.
He's like, I really loved Alonzo, but I tripped and fell on this rope. And now everyone thinks I hung myself for that stupid Lady Eliza.
And I'm super gay. Yeah. Anyway.
I like that story. That's a good story.
Thank you. I like the way that you punched it up.
I did. I mean, I didn't make it better. But I punched it up.
I like it, though.
Jasmine's interpretations. Ooh. Take a story and ruin it.
That is my specialty.
Like, actually, that's not possible.
Michelle, I don't understand what the chess pieces have. But I like how that...
Wait, what did the chess pieces have to do with anything? You just like chess side note?
No, because Knight would never fall on his name. So that's why he had a son and they were going to get married.
But see, the twist would be if he like choked on a piece.
Why would she get a chess piece?
Why is he flinging the rings out the window? Why is she hiding in a trunk? Like, is she 12?
Look, maybe she was a child bride, Jasmine. Do you feel bad now?
A little bit.
Okay.
Sorry, Eliza.
Yeah. So that's the story.
I love that story. It's a good one.
Yeah. Some I pieced that together from a few different stories I'd heard about the mansion.
Oh.
But I like my story.
I know originally, like way, way back in the day, it was supposed to be about Captain Gore and his bride.
Just the Gordon's fisherman.
And that's why there's a sailboat on the top of the haunted mansion.
Sure.
And that he killed his wife and then...
As you do.
And then, like, he had a feast. I don't know.
Look, I don't know, but I like that story.
I like to tell it. So now...
Now, I only have one more story.
Oh, so let's do... I was going to tell my Phantom of the Opera story, but not really opera.
Spoopy, spoopy,
spoopy, spoopy. And then I want to hear your other ghost story. So, the Phantom... some of you may have heard of the Phantom stage at Universal Studios. It's no longer there because now it's turning into Super Mario World. But... For this stage.
This is in Hollywood, right?
In Hollywood, Universal Hollywood, yeah. Sure. The stage was built for Phantom of the Opera in 1925. And they, parts of the stage, they like tore down and they filmed other stuff there. But the Phantom of the Opera set, they kept there because supposedly if you tried to tear it down, bad things happened. I don't know. I couldn't find that part of the story. This is just stuff I've heard.
Okay.
Hearsay. A caped figure has been seen or had been seen running on the catwalks above the stage.
Was it Superman?
It was Superman. This is supposedly the ghost of Lon Chaney who played the Phantom. So this stage, I, way back in the day, like probably 2005, went on a tour, that like fancy Universal Studios tour, mm-hmm. that like you got to go into all the sound stages.
I like the way you say tour. Tour.
Star tours.
Hello, star. Hi-ho, star tours here.
You're supposed to say tours because then star tours rhymes with Star Wars. But I say tours, so it kind of ruins it.
How do you say wars? I can't speak.
But like star tour, you're supposed to say tours, not tours. So then it's Star Tours and Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a fun fact. but I ruined that.
Oh.
So yeah, the stage was haunted. We had seen it. It's really cool. It was really impressive looking. They kind of left it standing because Ghost Lon Chaney wanted to run around in his cape and go, I'm a Jedi.
I'm still haunting even yeah. after all this time.
Oh, and this is a fresh new take. Rumor has it an electrician fell to his death on that stage.
Of course.
I found that too and I was like, okay.
And this Dunkin' Donuts is haunted because a donut maker fell to their death.
In a vat of dough. So the moral of the story is don't be any sort of craft, like technical worker anywhere.
Don't be a handyman.
Don't be a janitor.
Fall to your death.
Electrician, especially if like your name tag falls off that day and you're a nameless. You go home. They can put those lights up themselves. So there were also reports of lights being turned on and off and doors opening and shutting with no people specified. Not just me going. the soundstage was demolished in 2014 and the phantom facades were put into storage. So those facades are still somewhere in Universal. They were saying they wanted them to go, these belong in a museum, but they couldn't find a place big enough to put them. Now, this is something I connected that nobody else I've seen connect. So the last movie shot there was Fast and the Furious 7, which was Paul Walker's last film. I'm glad it's gone. Maybe you shouldn't shoot at that soundstage. Maybe you shouldn't go on Yoshi's World or whatever they're building.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just thought that was a cool story. I've heard lots of legends of that and like that they never could tear down parts of the stage because it was haunted and like lights would fall and blah, blah, blah. And sheep would run and blood would rain from the ceiling. But
and frogs. Also and frogs.
Also frogs. Just like one. The frog would dance. But like when other people were looking, it wouldn't dance and
hello,
sing.
Hello, my darling.
But when
hello,
you looked, it would do it.
Yeah.
So tell me your ghost story, your last ghost story. And then I'll tell you my last ghost story.
Okay. One night.
In a world.
Jasmine, I'm trying to be spooky.
I'm sorry. Okay, be spooky. I'm not looking.
Open pit barbecue sauce.
That's a sweet spot.
One night, a couple checked in to an empty hotel at the Walt Disney World Resort.
I have questions. Okay, sorry.
They were cold and wet.
Mm-hmm.
Their canteen had sprung a leak and they were thirsty. No. So they went into the resort and they're like, bing, check in. They're mm-hmm. like, we're tired and cold. Please let us
check in. Do you have any box water?
We want, like, when does yoga start? And so the not maitre d', the concierge guy was like, okay, no problem. Put your bags on this thing. We'll take you up to your room.
Mm-hmm. P.S. I hate you.
So they, hate you. So they get into the elevator and they go up to the third floor and uh-huh. it goes ding and the doors slowly open and they see two skeletons and behind them, that is David S. Pumpkins. And then he dances.
David S. Pumpkins.
You should put the music in right here.
And the skeletons are part of it.
Any questions?
Is that the story?
Yep.
So this is my favorite ghost story of them all.
But
this
did
is
you like awesome mine? One.
I did like your story, thank yes. You. I'm confirming I like your story.
Okay. But you like my first one the best, and they've just gotten success, like, worse.
They're all good. That first one, though, really blew my mind.
Okay.
Until the very end, and I was like, wait. Because I thought that story was your friend really told you this.
No, my friend told me about the pigtails.
Okay, because I thought, like, oh, your friend told you this. So clearly, like, the family went missing, and, like, there was going to be some story of, like, the family, like, they found the daughter, but they never found, I don't know. Just made this up. This is like a Law and Order episode.
Dun, 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 dun.
So this is called Universal's Pilot Ghost. So this is Universal Studios Hollywood because obviously it's more haunted. We're not going to talk about the ghost of Alfred Hitchcock in Orlando. So Universal Studios employees claim you can hear, in quotes, diabolical giggling near the Psycho House. A man dressed in a vintage aerial outfit, so like an old timey pilot.
Oh, an old aerial outfit?
Like, yeah, old, yeah. But like aerial from the 80s, like in a really crappy wig.
She's like, oh yeah, the orange wig?
And like, you know how it's like attached to the body?
Yep.
Yep, the costume I had when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
This ghost was seen wandering around the area and has been spotted by several different people several different times. And then, so this employee, so this was actually during Horror Nights. And so one of the employees was like, okay, I need to look into this ghost. Because usually, like, it's like, oh, it's a maintenance worker. Oh, it's this. Like, what is this ghost?
It's a maintenance worker who fell.
Yes. So they actually, this is the spookiest part of the story, is the research this person did and what they found. So, and this article was written by the person who claims to have seen the ghost.
Okay.
In 1915, Universal Studios had a multi-day party to celebrate the opening of the backlot. Frank Stites, it's S-T-I-T-E-S. So Stites?
Sure.
A pilot was to perform as a part of a simulated plane battle. And this was in a newspaper, and I read the article, so this is true. Unless this was a fake article, which could be. When his plane malfunctioned, Stites either jumped or was ejected from his seat and hit the ground. He was dead on impact.
Oh.
And where he died was by the Psycho House.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the guy who does Universal Horror Nights heard the story, so he decided to make a monument. He's like, I think this guy just wants to be remembered, because Universal tried to, like, didn't try to cover it up, but obviously they weren't like, somebody died here.
Hey, guys, look at this
yeah.
stuff.
And he, like, wanted to be, like, a famous, like, guy, and he never really got to achieve his fame. So they, in the War of the Worlds set, they put, like, skeletons, and they actually have one that's supposed to be him, and they put it in a plane.
They put his skeleton?
Not his skeleton, but, like, a skeleton that's, like, dressed in an aerial suit that they're oh. like, that's Frank. Ever since they started putting that out, nobody's seen the ghost anymore. Yeah. That one just creeped me out, because I'm like, oh, it's actually, like, connected to a real thing, not like a maintenance worker who fell off a truck or something.
Right.
Like, it's actually, yeah, this guy died in this area and he was a pilot. So now we're going to get into the part of the episode where we talk about
urban legends.
So an urban legend is a rumor that was started based off usually nothing. So our first urban legend. So these are popular Disney urban legends that I would like to disprove that they are not true.
Oh.
Okay. The Haunted Mansion hearse was, so the one that's outside the one at Disneyland, mm-hmm. was originally a hearse for Brigham Young. So Brigham Young was...
Really? Because I heard it was a hearse for Walt Disney.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's
I never heard
true.
That. Yeah, but I didn't. I've heard the Brigham one. I used to even believe that one.
Oh, I used to believe it was the Walt Disney one.
Because so Brigham Young was kind of the so there was Joseph Smith, who was, like, the head of
Mormon, the Mormon Church.
Yeah, the Mormon Church. The second in command, I'm guessing, this is very not correct, but, like, one of the not so higher ups was Brigham Young.
Oh.
That's why there's Brigham Young University.
It's named after him.
Yeah,
okay.
BYU. But so legend says the hearse was originally used to carry Brigham Young to his final resting place. Records from Young's funeral say he was carried by pallbearers to his final resting place. No hearse was used.
Oh.
So it's probably a real hearse. It's just not Brigham Young's hearse.
There's a movie called The Pallbearer starring Gwyneth Paltrow. And the guy who played the Kardashian in O.J. Simpson.
David Schwimmer?
Yes!
Ross from Friends?
Yes! Oh! But mostly the Kardashians.
Yeah, mostly the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So Disney purchased this prop for the Young Indiana Jones stunt show. So that's a whole nother kettle of fish, but...
The Young Indiana Jones
so
stunt show?
You know how they have the one in Orlando?
Yes.
Disney was going to build one here, and it was going to be the Young Indiana Jones stunt show.
Starring River Phoenix?
Yes. But not really River Phoenix, but a
But River
a, after,
Phoenix was
yeah,
him
yes.
in...
And it was going to be, like, the Young Indiana Jones stage show, and there was going to be a hearse involved, and then they didn't use the hearse. So then Tony Baxter's like, hey, why don't we put it in front of the Haunted Mansion and use those fake horse things? And then, like, not fake horse, like, have ghost horse. So he came up with that, and that's why that's there.
Tony Baxter.
Genius.
I love you.
Taking trash and turning it into treasure. But yeah, it probably was a real hearse, or it was supposedly, like, a movie prop, but it definitely did not belong to Brigham Young.
Or Walt Disney.
Or Walt, I mean, Walt Disney, I didn't disprove that.
Or but, Ross from Friends.
Well, Walt Disney was cremated, though, mm-hmm. so he wouldn't have needed, and he didn't have a funeral.
Right.
So he probably would not have needed a hearse. So this is the next urban legend. Nobody dies on Disney property.
Ooh.
So there's a rumor that anyone who befalls a deadly accident on Disney property.
Like all the, every single maintenance worker.
Every single maintenance worker, every single janitor is removed from the parks before being declared dead. So supposedly they take them to Harbor Boulevard and they're like, you're dead.
You're dead.
You're dead. So I would like to say a big shout out to Snopes, the website.
I love that website.
A lot of these helped me. They helped with the disproving of these. Go to that website. There's 10 billion of these urban legends on there. And they're awesome. And I love them and give them money because they need money to run.
I mean, so do we. Patreon.com/1313harbor, the podcast.
Yes, please go to our Patreon and listen to our bonus episodes. So in 1984, a plane crashed in the Epcot parking lot, and one of the people involved was declared dead on the scene, and this was according to the New York Times. So somebody was declared, the New York Times is like, so this person was declared dead when the plane crashed.
Why would a plane crash in the Epcot parking lot?
Like a little plane.
Like a toy plane?
No, like probably like a three-person.
You're think, like, no, bigger.
Bigger. I think it was like one of those, like a three-person plane, and it crashed like in 84. So this was like a couple years after it opened.
Okay.
In the parking lot. And so that's Disney property, and the person was declared dead.
Uh-huh.
So that means people are declared dead on Disney property.
Okay.
But a lot of times, I guess maybe that started because a lot of times people don't actually die at the scene. They die like at the hospital later. Yeah. Or like you have to have a doctor declare them dead. I guess maybe a paramedic could do it.
I don't know.
But like it has, somebody particular has to declare them dead. It can't just be like, you're dead. Like,
you're dead.
You're dead. So like sometimes like someone could die and like they don't get declared dead for like 12 minutes or something. Mm. But someone has to go, you're dead.
You've arrived.
That's exactly what that's going for. Welcome home.
You've arrived.
Listen to our ET episode to know what we're talking about.
That's right.
Jaws and ET. So this is a very popular urban legend.
Tell me.
Walt Disney's frozen head. Side note.
Didn't we just talk that he was cremated?
Yes. Kay. That's going into why he wasn't frozen.
Oh.
So there is this, my favorite urban legend, which is the stem of this, is that Disney named the movie Frozen. So when you typed in Disney Frozen, the first search wasn't Disney's frozen head.
Uh-huh.
It was Frozen.
Yeah, that's why they made that little movie.
It's not why they made it, but that's why they called it Frozen. And I like to believe it's true.
Oh.
They're like, we can call it the Ice Princess. No. Frozen. Disney's Frozen.
No, they were in that like obsessive, like, we're only using adjectives.
Yes. Tangled. Frozen.
Tangled. Milan.
You know how you Milan somebody? So rumors have persisted for years that Walt Disney's head was cryogenically frozen. The most popular rumor is that his head is stored under the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I was told it was held under the Magic Kingdom's castle.
Oh, there's a movie called Walt Disney's like Frozen Head or something that was not supposed to be filmed at Disney World.
And guess who stars it in it?
Oh, your uncle.
Yeah.
Yay.
Who we're going to meet up with in Orlando.
Yes, I'm so excited. And I really want to watch that movie because I heard it's like a lighthearted romp.
Yeah, I heard that it's very good. I'm a very bad niece and have not seen it.
Yes, we'll watch it together.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's a fun story. If that was true, you know, that would be awesome.
No, but it's not true.
So there is no evidence that Walt Disney had any interest in this process during his life.
He was interested in science. Yeah, he was interested in science and like someone that he knew was also involved in cryogenics.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that's where the rumor started.
So yeah, the rumors didn't start until even after he died.
I think it's like also hopefulness.
Yeah.
Because like he was so special.
Yes. They want to bring him back.
Yeah. I think that people are like, well, one day we'll bring him back.
And like cryogenics were just super popular. It was like the item du jour of the day. And like, we can freeze people and bring them back to life.
It was the Botox of 1964.
It was the fake lashes. The lash lift. So a lot of the rumors of the cryogenics came from two books, Disney's World and Walt Disney Hollywood's Dark Prince, which were both mostly discredited for undocumented assertions.
So I love that title, Hollywood's Dark Prince.
So basically these two books came out and they just were like, just throw anything that sticks, saying rumors. And then people are like, well, where's the proof for this? They're like, science. Like, I made it up. I mean, no, I didn't make it up. I totally read it somewhere in a book. Somebody told me. It was a lot of that.
Sure.
Like, my mom's sister's friend told me.
Oh, yes. Very credible.
So that a lot of the information and quotes from that, like, oh, Disney was into this and he had his body frozen, all came from those books.
Got it.
That are not true.
Not true.
Walt Disney's remains are at Forest Lawn Glendale. We're going to go one day.
Mm-hmm.
So Disney's death certificate shows that he was cremated 2 days after his death. And also Walt Disney paid $40,000 for the family plot. Now, Disney was not like casual with money. So if he spent that much money on a plot, he's probably buried there.
Yeah.
And also they don't fake death certificates. And maybe you're like, I'm a conspiracy theorist and Disney paid him to fake it. Well, then I can't help you.
Then good for you.
Good for you.
And the lizard people are taking over any day now.
Proof. So, yeah. And I did a plug for Snopes earlier. I got a lot of that information about the frozen head from them. So, yeah, go check them out for other Disney related urban legends. The frozen head thing's a bit like, and people really believe it's true. It's not true. It's really not true. But if you're one of those people,
it's really not true.
If you're one of those people that are like, conspiracy theories, he had it erased from the record. Okay, you believe.
Good for you.
You wish upon that star. So this is another listener submitted legend. So this actually comes from our friend Beatrice, friend of the podcast.
Bibi Lee?
BB Lee.
Hi, BB.
A cast member said that the table in the seance room of the Haunted Mansion can kill you if you touch it. So she did, like, some sort of tour, and, like, one of the cast members told her husband that. And I just thought, like, cool, you can touch it and it'll kill you. So that's why it's so dusty.
Do you want to actually know a true story? It's a tangent. Ready?
Yes.
So in the between the ride vehicle and the actual table, mm-hmm. there's a drop that you can't see. That guests are not supposed to be there. Uh-huh. But in the olden days, before they had, like, the pressure sensors, because basically mm-hmm. now if you get out of any ride, there's emergency things that will stop it immediately.
Thanks, Horizons.
Yeah. So, but, like, and it kind of, and sometimes they're accidentally tripped, mm-hmm. like, if you throw something from the ride or something. Mm-hmm. So don't be a mean guest and throw things off the ride.
Yeah, don't throw your garbage around, you pig.
But, and I heard this from one of my girlfriends who worked Mansion. Apparently, like, in the 60s, some kid got out of the ride and tried to jump to steal Madame Leota, and he didn't uh-huh. know that there was the fall, so he fell. He broke his leg.
Was he a maintenance worker?
No. He was just a kid. Uh-huh. He fell, he broke his leg, and he was like, ow, ow, ah, help. But no one heard because they just thought it was part of the ride. Uh-huh. And no one found him until the end of the day when
Yeah. Was he dead?
No.
Oh, okay.
He had a broken leg. You don't die of a broken leg.
I also think, like, wasn't he with a parent? Was the parent like, were they so 60s drunk that they just were like,
probably
left?
They probably were at the GE Lounge or at Club 33. I don't know their life.
I wonder if there really is a jump. Because, like, if the ride gets stuck and they have to evacuate, how would they evacuate that?
Probably the other way.
Oh, just go behind you?
Yeah.
Oh. Some cast member confirmed this. I know that there's, like, storage. I think this might be the Haunted Mansion in Disney World, like, under the tracks. And, like, there was rumors that that's where the Hatbox Ghost was kept for a long time. And a lot of, like, props and stuff are kept down there.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there must be an underneath.
I mean, you know, Disney loves storage. So now I'm going to get into my favorite creepypasta. So there's this website called Creepypasta. And it's just spooky stories, and there's a lot of good ones about Disneyland. And Michelle's playing hide and go seek with the microphone.
I'm just so excited.
And so this is my favorite one. So this is also an urban legend. I guess this creepypasta became so popular that it's an urban legend now. Mm-hmm. And it's about Mowgli's Palace.
Ooh.
Abandoned by Disney.
I almost read this, but I didn't.
Oh, I sent it to you in case you wanted to read it. So you can read it. I read it. I've read it many times, and then I read it in my office after everyone went, and I freaked myself out. And I'm like, there's no Mickey Mouse in here. So there is a legend. So this legend is basically about, there is a park. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the legend. There is an abandoned theme park in the middle of North Carolina that called Mowgli's Palace, and Disney had it scrubbed from the records because bad stuff happened there. So this legend.
Wait, but did Disney own it?
Yeah, it was a Disney park that had opened and closed. For some unknown reason.
Oh.
So this legend is an amalgamation of River Country, Discovery Island, and the unbuilt Disney's America. So a bunch of people, so, you know, they were going to build Disney's America in, was it in North
Virginia?
Carolina? Virginia. So that, and then also, you know, Discovery Island and River Country were abandoned for so long. And
what's Discovery Island?
Discovery Island.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking of Discovery Cove.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, wait, what?
So I think my guess is that the rumor is based off of that. Someone's like, oh, there's an abandoned place. And they just put a bunch of different things
together.
Okay,
but don't knock it yet. Just tell me the story. I'm ready to be spooped.
This story was written by Slime Beast. Love that name. And it's an urban legend, but it's written as if it's true. So let's just pretend that is true. So Disney built a park. So this is a summary of the story because it's very long and you should read it. Creepypasta Abandoned by Disney. He also has a story called Zero Room, which is really good as well. It's about Magic Kingdom and, like, the Utilidors and people getting stuck down there and, like, it being haunted. Recommend that as well.
Okay. The problem I have with any creepypasta mm-hmm. is, like, weird little things.
Yeah, you're going to definitely pick up on some details that I specifically put in here.
Okay.
And the best is that there's a follow-up to this where he's like, yeah, it didn't really say that, but I was so freaked out that I read it as that. So I didn't mean to say that. It really said that.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I read someone's tweet that says, my emotions are a wreck, and I uh-huh. thought it said embroidery was a wreck, and I was like, girl, me too. So I was trying to embroider something. So, anyway, please continue.
See if you can catch the anomalies. So Disney built a park in North Carolina called Mowgli's Palace, and it was opened for a time, but then was suddenly abandoned. Yes. So 10 years after the park closed, the author, so anytime I refer to they, it's the author because it's written as, like, first person. decides to do some urban exploring. They couldn't find any information on the resort because all the information about the resort was erased by Disney. And then they also claim, like, Disney can, corporations can go in and request Google, like, block any search words and, like, scrub the internet information. And I'm like, sure, Jan, we all wish that was possible.
Okay.
So the author happened to have an old map, just was going through stuff, and they're like, oh, I have an old map from the 80s of Mowgli's Palace.
Thank goodness.
Because no one in the area had ever heard of it. So apparently I'm assuming it's a guy. He lived near, like, 4 hours away. He went there. Everyone's like, we don't know what you're talking about. So we found it. It's in, like, in the middle of an abandoned area, overgrown, disgusting, but it's, like, a mixture of, like, jungle stuff and, like, North Carolinian
charm.
So as he found the area, he entered through the gates. He saw a hand-painted sign, graffiti, that said "Abandoned by Disney" hung by the front entrance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was "Abandoned by Disney" hung by
Slime Beast.
Yeah.
So there was graffiti all over the place, and everything looked overgrown and was falling apart as if it had suddenly been abandoned. So, like, it didn't look like it had, like, Nara Dreamland. I mean, that was abandoned, but it wasn't like, I mean, there was just cars there and stuff, but, like, it was literally like somebody dropped something. Like, it was like their rapture had happened. Like,
okay.
Just literally people just left in 5 minutes and, like, left money in the cash registers and, like, stuff Disney would never do.
I thought rapture happened once.
I've thought that a few times.
Where, like, I go somewhere and no one's around and I'm like, did it happen?
Yep.
And I was like, oh, man.
Like, I knew I was bad.
I know. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
You're like, I get it. I get it, God. So there was graffiti all over the place and everything was overgrown and falling apart. Then the author sees the palace of Mowgli's Palace, which I'm guessing is, like, the castle, the centerpiece.
Okay.
I don't remember a palace in Jungle Book, but, you know, details.
In the live action.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, where King Louie, voiced by Christopher Walken, is.
Christopher
Walken.
And
there's a cowbell.
Oh.
There's a hitting cowbell. And when I saw it in the theater, I was busting up laughing. And everyone was like, wait, what? And I'm like, because he needs
more cowbell.
More cowbell.
He got a fever. So there was another sign that read "Abandoned by Disney" in graffiti. So that's just littering the place. So the author discovers some. The author was just like, I really needed to sit. I was exhausted. I guess they, like, saw a snake, a python, and they thought it was a statue, but it was actually a real python because Disney apparently abandoned all the creatures and just, like, left them there and, like, let their sharks into the water and, like, let the snakes on a plane or whatever. So, like, the author's, like, freaked out. He's like, I need to sit down.
Oh, girl.
So he finds some stairs to sit, but then he's like, oh, I would like to explore this. So he goes down the stairs and there's a door that reads "Mascots Only." The door is locked, but he's able to get in. Do you sense the first issue here?
Yeah, okay, but go on.
So inside the room, some of the lights still worked. Decayed foods was still scattered about the station. So, like, apparently they had, like, little workstations to set up.
Okay.
And, like, people had just run out in a hurry. So it literally just looked like people just got up and left. So they walked further into the room.
They weren't disgusted by the smell.
No, they weren't disgusted by the smell and rotting, disgusting costumes falling off hangers.
Okay, sure. No, come on.
So there's just lots of mascots lining the walls. I guess this is not where the princesses were.
Wait, but there's food?
Yeah, there's food. Yeah. But this is, like, supposed to be the room where people got ready and, like, put on their Chippendale costumes or whatever. And they also said there was loincloths because apparently at Mowgli's Palace, everyone wore loincloths. Sure, Jan. So as he gets further into the room, the lights get dimmer and they eventually stop working. He goes, and then he uses his flashlight, his camera light as a light, because this is before phones, I guess. So they walk further into the room and they find another room labeled Character Prep 1. So inside the room, it's pitch black, but then suddenly the lights flicker on and there's a low pitch buzz. In the center of the room was a Mickey costume on the floor, lying on its back like a, quote, murder victim. But all the other costumes were hung up.
Oh, okay.
It was a photo negative Mickey, meaning where should be black was white and white was black. So, like, his face was black, his ears were white, and he had, like, yellow overalls on.
So he looked like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, it looked like Chuck E. Cheese, basically. Like, it's non-copywritten Mickey.
Okay. Moogles.
Yes. Moogles. So he just was like, oh, gross. So then he found a Donald costume head and he picked it up to look at it because he's like, cool, souvenir. Nobody's been down here because the room's been locked. And there was, like, padlocks on all the doors, but he said they were easy to break into because, you know, they ran out, but, like, put a padlock on the door.
So they ran out, but left their food,
but padlocked the door.
Okay.
So when he picked up the Donald costume, a human skull fell out of it. It was then that the photo negative Mickey started to get up.
What?
Yes. Okay. So the Mickey stands up and says, "Hey, want to see my head come off?" Then the Mickey claws at his head, and he like it's painful for him, and he yanks it off, and there's no head, but thick yellow blood starts to pour out and get onto the floor. So the author runs out, and as they run out, they see sketched on metal, like clawed in with fingernails, say, and it's a sign that says "Abandoned by God." As he escapes.
Okay.
And his pictures didn't work because as he was running, he dropped his camera and it broke. You're not going to go back when a photo negative Mickey is attacking you.
That's right.
As much as you're laughing, the story did scare the crap out of me.
I am 10% scared.
It's just like creepy. It's just creepy stuff.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, like mascots, that's the best though, is he has a follow up story where he's like, I know Disney would say like, characters, not mascots, but like I was in a hurry. So I didn't I just wrote the story as I remembered it.
You know how you write words wrong.
You remember scary things wrong. But yeah, it's a good story. And yeah, I like the Zero Room one because it's about people who like all of a sudden like alarms go off, like there's a bomb that's going to happen at Disney World and everyone has to go into the utilidors. And then some of the people get like the lights go out and like a couple hundred people are able to get out, but thousands of them are stuck in there. And like, they go back in and the room's dark and like, it's just creepily quiet. And for some reason, like, it's scary and they like lock the doors and the people, they just see ghosts of those people around.
What?
Disney World. Yeah. And there's like also like Disney had like secret like rooms down there. And like the rooms, as the numbers got higher, were like progressively like more depraved and depraved things going on there.
What?
Yes.
The only, what?
And like, that's what Club 33, and that's like the like human sacrifice room. Please read these. Read these all.
Oh my gosh.
I love them so much. So those were our theme park scary stories. So if you have any scary stories or urban legends you want to share.
Oh my gosh, please share with them. Us.
And we'll do another episode on that.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
So final thoughts, Michelle?
That was silly.
And I hope I disproved some things to you that you maybe may possibly believe.
Yeah, I think 100% of this was spoopy or fake, except for David Pumpkins.
Yes.
And except for
the ghost pilot.
The ghost pilot and my friend whose pigtails
got pulled. And Ariana's story too.
And Ariana's, yeah.
The ghost pilot, I'm pretty sure that happened. I don't know if people saw a ghost, but like I think somebody did die on the Universal lot.
What's sad.
But I don't, maybe the article could be fake. I don't know. Who can say? So a special thanks to our Patreons, Lauren, Danny, Wynette, and David. If you would like to, we record bonus episodes every week and if you want to listen to them, they're on such topics as Descendants 3.
Yes.
Sequels. Sequels. Oh, there are some good ones on. We talk about animated sequels.
Like Little Mermaid 2, Return to the Sea.
Little Mermaid 2, Electric Boogaloo. We talk about, all sorts of things. You can get previews of our episode. Well, not previews, but like we announce what our episodes are going to be. We have monthly Google Hangouts. So please go to our Patreon. It's either Patreon, www.patreon.com/1313harbor the podcast. Or you can go to our website and find it. You can go, where can they find our Instagram, Michelle?
Instagram.com/1313harbor the podcast.
Twitter is 1313harbor.
Email is 1313harbor the podcast@gmail.com.
Please send us requests. Just talk to us. Let us know what you think. Tell us your scary stories. Ooh. And let us know if you want us to say them anonymously or if you want us to say your name. We're good either way. You can, find our Patreon on our website. It's 1313harborthepodcast.com. Do not put in a www.
Or you will be haunted.
Forever. Please rate and review. Go wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe.
Tell your mom.
Tell your mom's friend.
Debbie.
Tell your guest. Tell your ghost.
Tell your ghost.
Tell your electrician that mysteriously fell.
Oh, no!
So thank you for listening. And all who come to the spooky podcast, welcome!